Welcome back to The Brandon White Show, where we have conversations worth listening to give you an edge to win in your business and your life. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Hello, friends. Welcome to the show. And Happy New Year. Pretty excited about the new year. I'm excited about every new year. A lot of us are glad to see last year go into the sunset and embark on the new year. I am cautiously optimistic about 2021. And like they say, when you walk into an antique shop, don't touch anything. Let's walk into this year confident, but quietly. And today, I want to share with you a New Year's resolution strategy that actually works. And I've tried all sorts of things. I don't know about you, but every new year, there's a stampede of, inundated media messages coming at us all over the place about how we want to leave the old year behind and we want to do these New Year resolutions. And everybody's got this magical formula that they want to tell you that you're going to write down all your New Year's resolutions. And how many of us out there, you're listening, have tried this before, and then 6 months later, half of them you forgot, and most of them you didn't do, and then it gets toward the end of the year, and you sort of reflect, and you're like, oh, I'm going to do that this year. Well, I'm going to share with you a strategy that actually works for your New Year's resolutions. Let's not waste another second. Let's get to it. Here's the deal. Every year, we set these New Year's resolutions and we put down this list. We get out a paper, we write it on our notebook on our computer, and we list 10 things, 20 things, I don't know how many things that we want to accomplish and do. And it's sort of become this thing that nobody takes that seriously anymore because that strategy doesn't really work. You may say, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to get in shape. I want to ride a century. I want to run a marathon. I want to do 2.5 times my sales this year, or I want to improve 20%, or I want my sales to be the same, but I want to increase my profit margins, or I want to grow my company by X, or I want to improve my relationship in some way. And ultimately, it doesn't happen. So here's what I found. And this strategy's worked for me. I've actually used it probably for the last 5, 6, 7 years, is only have 3 New Year's resolutions. One for your mind, one for your body, and one for your business. Now, let's talk about your mind. Let's say that your New Year's resolution is that you want to be grateful every morning when you wake up or have some gratitude for something. And that's it. All I want you to do is pick one. And you're going to say, well, Brandon, I have more. No, I just want you to pick one for your mind, body, and business. And your mind. So you want to have gratitude. I want you to pair that with an existing habit. So what I mean by that is, let's say that every morning you're going to wake up and you want to be grateful for something. Likely, if you just leave it out there and just try to motivate yourself or have willpower, it might work for a few days, maybe. But eventually that habit will fall off because creating that new habit is super hard. But if you pair it with one, and let's pair it with brushing your teeth. So every time you brush your teeth, you are going to be grateful for one thing. So that's going to be your trigger. You brush your teeth, you're going to be grateful for something, and that's what you're going to think about. And I've done that. I've triggered some things with brushing my teeth. If you floss, you could trigger it with that. Whatever it is, I want you to stack it, stick it, whatever you want to call it, but I want you to pair this new habit with your mind with something that you already do. And brushing your teeth is a good one because most people do brush their teeth. And all I want you to start with in this example is one thing. So if you have something similar, let's just say you want to start flossing. You're not flossing. I want you to floss after you brush your teeth. So you brush your teeth, you floss, that's a trigger, and just floss one tooth. That's it. One tooth a day. You have got to make these things so simple. And if you do this, watch what happens. It will grow. So that's an example of your mind. Your body. Let's say that you want to lose 10 pounds. So how are we going to lose 10 pounds? I want you to go into this shock diet or this new fad thing because we all have heard the statistics. Diets, quote unquote, don't work. You're going to have to change your behavior in some way. So what I would suggest if you want to lose 10 pounds is just decide that, let's say you have a few glasses of wine at night. Don't stop drinking wine. That's unrealistic. Have one less glass. So if you have two, have one. If you have three, have two. If you have one, have a half. That's it. And keep doing that and see what happens. Now, I did this for my body, sit-ups. The whole trick here, the whole formula is that you have to make this easy. You cannot do it on motivation alone. Motivation falls and the habit stops. So here's what we did. I decided that I wanted to do sit-ups every day. And that can be difficult. One is you got to get on the floor, and then you got to have a mat, or there's 50 excuses why you can't do it. I bought a ball off of Amazon for less than 20 bucks, one of those big balls, purple ball, and I left it in our living room. And it sits there, which is on the way to the kitchen, and we have our bedroom, our house here is an upstairs floor plan. So our master bedroom, living room, dining room, kitchen is all up top. A lot of the houses here at the beach have that so that you can see the beach, and seems to be the choice of the builders. Anyway, I have that purple ball upstairs and I walk by it. It's easy. I walk by it in the morning for breakfast. I do a set. So I'm up to four sets almost every day. If I ride my bike really, really, really far, I'm likely probably not going to do those sit-ups. But this has been happening for, I don't know, 2 months now, 3 months, no, maybe more. And my wife started doing it. Why? Because it's super easy. And we just rotate now. And now it's turned into a thing. And now it's become a habit. But it's because that purple ball is sitting in our living room, which is between our bedroom and the kitchen, and right next to the kitchen. So it's very easy. It's very, very easy. You have to make this very, very easy for yourself on anything, on your business. Now, as we talk about your business goal, you should have already in December done some sort of planning, shutdown planning, a shutdown planning session, either with yourself or your partner or your whole team. And you should have sat down for at least one day, if not two, if not a week, 4 days, and planned what you were going to do so that now it is 2021 and you have all your targets. So I hope you did that. If you didn't do it, it's not too late. You want to do that in early January at the latest and just shut your business down, so to speak, and focus on planning only and get that done. So out of that shutdown meeting, you should have come up with very specific goals. So pick one for your personal self that you want to make sure that you do for your business. Now, this may be a personal goal as you running it. It may be, I want to increase morale with my team, or you want to be responsible for X sales this year, and you're going to be responsible for that. And that should have already been, like I said, harping on it because it's really important to do that shutdown meeting every year. But pick one goal and focus on that. So you have, this is personally, so you have three goals for 2021. three New Year's resolutions, if you will, and basically three new habits that we're going to create in one way or the other. So if you lose 10 pounds, I'd also be a little bit more specific. I want to lose 10 pounds, and in December, I want to have kept those pounds off. That's going to be a better goal. And then you're going to make it easy. So you're not going to have potato chips and things like that in your house, because if it's there, you will be tempted to get it. The whole trick here is to make it easy. And easy is three goals, one for your mind, one for your body, and one for your business. And if you do this year, I think you will be pleasantly surprised in June how successful you've been. If you have some questions, shoot me an email, text, happy to talk about it. But there you have it. This is the formula that I have absolutely found works for me, and you can actually accomplish it, which is one of the most important things of any New Year's resolution or new habit that we're going to create. And figure out for all of these how you can pair it with an existing behavior and to create a trigger, and two, how you can make it easy, whatever that is. How can you make it easy? And let's all agree that while we want to have the best year ever, let's agree to just do a little bit better than we did last year. And if we achieve that, we will be successful. So happy New Year. I'm rooting for your success. So let's go get it and make it happen. And thank you, friends, for tuning into the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, we want to hear from you, and subscribe so you don't miss any of our weekly episodes. Until the next time, remember, you are just one business plan away. I'm rooting for your success. We'll see you soon.